the Syrian army has regained control of the southern suburbs of Damascus, flushing out insurgents from their strongholds. Press TV's Mohammed Ali reports from the region.
Syrian armed forces have made major gains against the militants in Damascus countryside. Press TV headed to Al Sbeine, which was secured by the Syrian army. Destruction prevailed in every inch of land on the way. The military operations lasted for 9 days and led to regaining control over Sbeine al-Kubra, Sbeine al-Sughra and Ghazal areas.
We killed a large number of militants. Some of the Takfiri groups ran away. During the battle, they used civilians as human shields. Mostly, they used mortars, machine guns and sniper guns. We will continue eliminating the armed men.
By the time Press TV camera arrived, the operation was at the final phase as the army units were defusing explosives planted by the militants in houses. Now army units are combing the streets of Al Sbeine after clearing it from foreign-backed militants in case there are still militants hiding inside the houses here. The flag of Saudi Arabia, a major supporter of the armed men, was found along with the flag for the so-called Free Syrian Army. Only few families remained hiding in their homes as all residents were displaced by militants.
Armed men were pressuring us to leave our homes. We told them we will stay inside our houses and never leave. They looted so many houses in front of us. Sometimes they beat up the families.
The strategic importance of controlling Al Sbeine is that the Syrian army has thus blocked the supply line that links the insurgents in the eastern and western countryside of Damascus. Syrian army's eyes are now on Al-Hajar al-Aswad, another militant stronghold. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Damascus suburbs.
Well, Mohammed is joining us now live from Damascus. Mohammed, we're just looking at the exclusive report you sent us there about the fight with insurgents. Tell us about the other challenges that the forces are now facing.
Yes, of course, Huma. We know that the Syrian armed forces continue their battle against the insurgents in all across the country. But especially, we have noticed that the Syrian army has increased its attacks on foreign-backed insurgents in Damascus countryside and other parts of Aleppo and near Homs. In Damascus countryside, Huma, the challenges facing the Syrian army is first in the areas that where there are still civilians inside, because those are the main challenges. In the battle, they do not want to harm those civilians, according to what they say, the military sources. However, areas like Al Sbeine, which we have reported from yesterday, there were no civilians inside this area as the foreign-backed insurgents have displaced them and occupied their homes. It was a very complicated and difficult battle because there are sometimes only 1 meter separating one house from another. Sometimes two houses share the same wall, narrow alleys. So you can imagine how difficult this is. However, the Syrian army was able and capable to eliminate all the foreign-backed insurgents. Some of them ran away to other parts of Damascus countryside, where the Syrian army is heading like Hajar al-Aswad. Those are strategic victories for the Syrian army. Such areas, huge areas, where militants were positioned now were in the middle of a supply line for the insurgents from the east and west. Where they are present, the militants in Damascus countryside, eastern and western countryside, thus such a supply line has been cut. We also know there are several advances for the Syrian army in other places like Aleppo, other cities. In the Aleppo countryside, the Syrian army made a huge advancement in its area, regaining control of it, a strategic stronghold for the insurgents. Also, Tal'aran, most of it is cleared. In Homs, also there are advancements. So yes, we can notice that there is an increase in the victories of the Syrian army against the foreign-backed insurgents.
Okay, thank you very much. Mohammed Ali, a correspondent with us there live from Damascus.